He's talking about this town I played at. I was in Oklahoma. It's a town called Enid, Oklahoma. The town is so small. You know in hotel rooms you got to push 9 on the phone to get an outside line? I pushed 9 and got the Elmer Dinkley residence. Swear, I pick up the phone here. Hello? Who's this? Elmer Dinkley, you just called my house. Your phone number is 9? Yeah, my cousin's is 23. I had to write that one down. Wrote it on my forehead. I keep calling 32.
23, I care. When he looked, it looked like 32. Of an optical illusion joke. Of which I am famous. I give the illusion of humor occasionally. Very rarely. Less and less as the days progress.
Yeah, Oklahoma. It's a pretty frightening place, Oklahoma. They're nice. They're just, how would you describe them? Rural? Guy came up to me, hey, you're great. I'd like you to meet my wife and sister. And there was one girl standing there. So I'm in Oklahoma, and I go to this diner, and I'm drinking coffee, and I'm reading this book, and this waitress walks over. Hey, what you reading for? It's like the weirdest question. What are you reading for? I've never been asked that. You stumped me. Why do I read? Good question. Guess I read for a lot of reasons. The main one is so I don't end up being a fucking waffle waitress. Hey, she asked. Then this trucker in the next booth gets up, stands over me, and goes, well, looks like we got ourselves a reader. What the fuck's going on? It's like I walked into a Klan rally in a Boy George outfit. Waitress goes, why read when you can just flip on the tube? What do you think I'm reading? Hee-haw the book? She said, huh? I lost her. Mid-sentence, eye-to-eye contact, upwards of a minute, I fucking lost her. It's all diet. You gotta try. Never let it be said I didn't try. Well, folks, you've been great. And listen, enjoy your stay. And stay. We live here, Bill. Leave. Oh. Go back to where you're from, Bill. Wherever that hate-filled comedy that you produce, go back to it. Go back to your circle of little cynical fucking comic friends. And bring us the Howies of the world. Bring us the Gallaghers. Bring us the Arsenios. Bring us those who crush fruit with hammers. It is them we love and adore. They are the true jesters of this planet. Those who crush produce under giant mallets. That, Bill, that is cleverness. One which you can only aspire to. And in deference to that, folks, in deference to you, in deference to you, the most discerning masses, the herd that constantly re-elects George Bush, Ronald Reagan, Mulroney, and other fascist fucks who are screwing our goddamn planet up. For you who know good comedy when you see it. Thank you very much. Good night.